That's correct, Greg. The electricity was cut off around lunchtime to a pumping station that delivered water to the houses and part of the Fox Hills estate at the mountain top. I was contacted by local residents. I then said, all right, I contacted Electric Ireland and to see what the situation was, and they confirmed that they had indeed cut off the supply.
Do we know what kind of money is involved at this stage?
Well, under the data protection, they said that they couldn't tell me exactly how much, but from talking to the representative, I gathered that it was in the thousands, and that they were the peace of mind that it wouldn't be getting turned on again until this money, or this bill on arrears had been paid.
So what can be done to try and get this back up and running to provide essential services for the people affected or to return those services?
Well, the developer in question is an administration. I spoke yesterday both as Electric Ireland, and then I spoke to Turians, who are the administrator's representatives, who are based in Belfast, to see what they were going to do about it, because this last 2 years I've been involved in this, and I've been getting CC'd in letters, and there's been stronger pressure coming off from Electric Ireland, and the administrators have been resistant paying any money towards the arrears or indeed the bill. And obviously the council until Monday there have been doing nothing either. And now they've passed a motion which I'm seeking clarification on as to take over estates and these pumping stations.
But what happens in the short term?
Well, I was on to the council yesterday, the water sanitation people, and asked them what is plan B, how are we going to get water to these people in Fox Hills? And I requested that they at least put standby tankers in the estate until such times as we get this matter resolved. But it seems to be going round the houses and nobody's taking any clear responsibility for what's going to happen next.
And there is obviously going to be a concern with the four or five other estates affected that there could be a House of Cards effect here.
That's what I was trying to elicit from Electric Ireland, what is going to be their stance in relation to the other states which are in the same situation. They couldn't give me any information yesterday. But I sent an email to them yesterday afternoon again, and they're working on it. And in fairness, Greg, to Electric Ireland, they've given a lot of time here. It's over 2 years, 2011, beginning of 2011, and you know, nobody stepped up to the plate. Nobody's took responsibility. Nobody's had any discussions with them about paying these bills. So I think, you know, it's fallen back on the administrators, and indeed the council has a part to play as well.